Are you always ending up in bad relationships and having trouble spotting the warning signs? Do you want to learn how to see the hidden red flags that some women might show? In this video, we'll use the ancient wisdom of Stoicism to help you understand the top 10 red flags in women that you should never ignore. With this knowledge, you'll be better at handling love and relationships. So let's get started and learn together in a simple and easy way. Number 1. Disrespects your boundaries repeatedly. One of the main ideas behind Stoicism is that you should respect and control yourself. When a woman disregards your limits over and over, it shows that she doesn't value your independence and beliefs. Setting limits is important for staying true to yourself and making sure that both people in a relationship can do well without feeling suffocated or abused. The ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus said that we should only worry about things that we can control. We decide what our limits are and how to maintain them. Other people's reactions to them are out of our hands. It's clear that a woman doesn't respect your personal space and independence if she breaks your rules. If someone acts in this way, it can create a bad situation where your wants and limits are constantly ignored. Respecting each other's limits is an important part of any partnership. It's important to be clear about your rules and see if they are followed. If a woman consistently breaks your rules, it means she doesn't care about you or understand what you need. These are important traits for a good and helpful relationship. In order to use Stoic advice, think about what Marcus Aurelius said. The best revenge is to be unlike him who hurt you. This means that you should not lower your standards just because someone else doesn't respect them. Hold on to your beliefs and your sense of self-worth. This will not only keep you safe, but it will also help you stay true to yourself and find peace within. Number 2. Constantly criticizes or negative towards you. Another red flag is criticism or negativity that doesn't go away. People in a good relationship should help and encourage each other. Stoicism teaches us to keep a calm and logical view of bad things that happen. Seneca said, "It is the power of the mind to be unconquerable." Being criticized all the time can hurt your self-esteem and sense of worth. Stoicism tells us to focus on our own ideals and beliefs and become strong against outside criticism. When someone is constantly negative toward you, you need to figure out if their pessimism is helpful or harmful. According to the Stoic theory, feedback that is meant to help people grow and get better is good. But abuse that is constant and meant to put you down or make you feel bad is damaging. Epictetus said that we should only care about our own decisions and deeds, not those of other people. If a woman's bad behavior is making you feel bad about yourself and your peace of mind, you need to deal with it. Remember that someone who is always negative is probably going through problems inside, not because they don't like you or think you're bad. It was Marcus Aurelius who said, "Reject your sense of injury, and the injury itself disappears." This means that we can choose how we feel about feedback and how we respond to it. If a woman's negative is everywhere and hurtful, you might want to stay away from her to protect your mental and emotional health. A friendship should make you feel good and give you hope. If a woman can't see how valuable you are and instead tries to bring you down, that's a big red flag. Stoic detachment can help you stay calm inside and not let bad things happen around you affect you. Number 3. Overly possessive or jealous. Lack of trust and jealousy show up as possessiveness and jealousy. According to the Stoics, trust and mutual respect are the most important parts of a good friendship. When a woman is too protective or jealous, it can make the space feel suffocating and controlled. Stoicism tells us to pay attention to the things we can change, like our own thoughts and feelings. People who are jealous often want to control other people's actions and feelings, even though it's not their job to do so. Epictetus said, "He who is not master of himself, though he be the master of all others, is a slave." When someone is obsessive or jealous, it's important to be clear about limits and standards. You can't control or limit someone in a good relationship. Instead, you build trust and freedom. When a woman is jealous all the time, it means she doesn't trust others and can't control her feelings. When someone acts in this way, think about the Stoic concept of ataraxia. which means peace. Keeping your inner peace means staying away from feelings that aren't based in reason or that are good for you. If a woman's possessiveness is making you feel bad, you might need to think about ending the relationship. Marcus Aurelius stressed how important it was to keep our ethics and character, no matter what was going on around us. In this case, it means sticking to your ideals of respect and trust. Don't let jealousy control what you do or make you give up on your values. Stoic ideals say that a relationship should encourage growth and freedom for both people, not fear and control. Number 4. Avoids discussing her past or becomes defensive. Being open and honest are important parts of a good relationship. If a woman avoids talking about her past or gets angry, it could mean that she has unsolved problems or isn't willing to be open. In every part of life, Stoicism values truth and clarity. The first step toward truth is to be brave enough to see it. Seneca said, "Avoidance and defensiveness get in the way of real relationship and understanding." Both people in a Stoic relationship should feel free to talk about their problems and learn from them. If a woman doesn't want to talk about her past, it could mean she's not ready for an honest and open relationship. Stress or fear can also make someone defensive. Epictetus told us to treat other people with kindness and understanding, because everyone has problems. But if a woman's defensiveness gets in the way of growth and conversation, it needs to be dealt with. If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it, said Marcus Aurelius. In order for a relationship to be honest, both people must be open and honest about their thoughts and pasts. If a woman doesn't want to talk about her past, it makes it harder for people to trust and understand each other. Stoicism tells us to look for clarity and the truth in the people we meet. If a woman's defensiveness keeps you from getting closer to her, it might be time to rethink the relationship. Both people in a good relationship should feel like they can be honest and open with each other. Number 5. Frequently cancels plans or doesn't follow through on promises. Being trustworthy and dependable are important in a good relationship. When a woman breaks her promises or stops plans all the time, it can show that she doesn't care or respect you. Stoicism stresses how important it is to be honest and reliable, and to keep your word. Epictetus said that what we say and what we do should match up. There may be a problem between what a woman says and what she does if she keeps breaking her promises. This lack of stability can make people angry and let down, which can weaken trust over time. According to the Stoics, keeping your promises shows what kind of person you are. Seneca said, "A promise made must be kept." If a woman keeps canceling plans, it means she doesn't value your time and effort. Being dependable is important for building trust and keeping a relationship safe. Your beliefs and ideas should guide what you do and what you promise to do. If a woman breaks her promises, it could mean that her words are not what she really means. This lack of harmony can make the connection unstable and unclear. Being trustworthy and dependable is part of keeping your character. Not uncertainty should come from a relationship. It should be a source of security and support. If a woman often breaks promises or stops plans, you should let her know you're worried and see if things get better. A trend of not being reliable is a big red flag that you shouldn't ignore. Number 6. Tries to change you or doesn't accept you for who you are. To have a good partnership, both people must accept and understand each other's differences. Respect between two people is broken when a woman tries to change you or doesn't accept you for who you are. Stoicism teaches us to accept ourselves and others just the way they are, seeing the value in the things that make each person special. Epictetus talked a lot about how important it is to know and accept yourself. Knowing who you are first is more important than what you wear. If someone tries to change you, it means they don't like or respect your true self. That's not what a good relationship is for. It should help you grow and change, not force you to. Alexander the Great taught us to be true to ourselves. Be content with what you are, and wish not change, nor dread your last day, nor long for it. A relationship should support and encourage your true self, not make you feel like you have to fit someone else's expectations. You are whole and important the way you are, So don't try to change to fit someone else's idea of you. If a woman tries to change you, you need to stand up for who you are and let her know you want to be accepted and respected. A friendship based on stoic principles should help both people grow and accept each other. It's a big red flag if a woman can't accept you for who you are. Accepting and valuing each other for who they really are is the key to love and respect. Number 7. Always the victim in her stories. Having a victim mindset is a big red flag in any relationship. If a woman always acts like the victim, it means she doesn't take responsibility for her actions and instead blames others for her issues. Stoicism teaches us to be responsible for our acts and the things that happen to us, knowing that we can change how we react. Epictetus said that we should pay attention to the things we can change, like our thoughts, deeds, and emotions. If someone always sees themselves as a victim, it means they aren't taking responsibility for what they did. This way of thinking can make the relationship unhealthy by making people blame each other and be negative all the time. If a woman always acts like the victim, it means she doesn't know herself or have any power. This behavior can make people blame and get angry, which is bad for relationships because it weakens the basis of those relationships. Seneca told us to take responsibility for our lives and actions. We suffer more often in imagination than in reality. Having a victim mindset often comes from having a skewed view of reality and not wanting to face problems head-on. In a relationship, this way of thinking can make it hard to talk to each other honestly and work out problems. Think about the Stoic concept of dichotomy of control. You are responsible for what you do and how you respond, not how someone else sees what happened. If a woman always sees herself as the victim, she needs to be held responsible and encouraged to think about herself. There shouldn't be a one-sided blame game in a good relationship. Instead, both people should take responsibility and grow. A connection based on Stoic principles encourages people to be responsible and strong. Something is very wrong if a woman always acts like she's the victim. To be in a real relationship, both people must take responsibility for their acts and work together to solve problems. Number 8. Has a pattern of unstable relationships. A past of shaky relationships can be a big red flag because it can mean that there are unsolved problems or bad habits of behavior. Stoicism tells us to take what we've learned and work to make our lives stable and peaceful. If a woman has a history of shaky relationships, it means she may not have dealt with the problems that make these relationships unstable in the first place. Epictetus stressed how important it was to know yourself and get better. First, tell yourself what you want to be, and then do what you have to do. If a woman has had some bad relationships in the past, it's important to know if she's taken steps to deal with them and learn from them. Eudaimonia, which means flourishing in Stoic thought, means having a good and stable life. If you have a lot of shaky relationships, it could mean that you aren't stable and haven't learned from your mistakes. Because of this uncertainty, things in your relationship may change quickly and without warning. Seneca taught us how important it is to think about ourselves and grow. The greatest blessings of mankind are within us and within our reach. If a woman has a history of shaky relationships, it could be because she hasn't done the self-reflection and growth that is needed to build a stable and healthy relationship. To live a healthy and happy life, you need to know yourself and be able to learn from your mistakes. If a woman has had shaky relationships in the past, it's important to know if she has tried to deal with and get past these habits. If you have a relationship based on Stoic beliefs, it should be stable, grow, and help each other. The big red flag is a woman who has a history of relationships that don't last. To be a real partner, you have to learn from your mistakes and work toward a safe and happy relationship. Number 9. Dishonest, even about small things. Being honest and having ethics are important for any good relationship. There is less trust when a woman lies, even about small things. This makes people suspicious and doubtful. Stoicism stresses how important it is to be honest in all parts of life and values truth and openness. Epictetus said that we should always try to be honest and have ethics. Don't look for good in other people or things. Look for it in yourself. Lying, even about small things, shows that you don't value the truth or the connection. It builds a base of lies and doubt, which can weaken the relationship over time. The idea of truth is very important to Stoic thought when it comes to having a good life. If a woman lies, it means she doesn't care about being honest or open. This dishonesty can make it hard to talk to each other and trust each other, which are both important for a good relationship. Seneca told us to be honest and open. Truth is the first and greatest of virtues. A relationship based on lies, even small ones, can't hold the weight of real trust and connection. Being honest is very important for keeping a friendship strong and honest. To build trust and respect between two people, it's important to be honest and open with each other. You should talk to a woman about her dishonesty and let her know how important it is to be honest and have ethics. Honesty, faith, and openness are all good things in a relationship based on Stoic ideals. Being dishonest with a woman, even about small things, is a big red flag. Being a true partner means being committed to honesty and ethics. This builds a strong base for a healthy, long-lasting friendship. Number 10. Doesn't support your goals, interests, or ambitions. It's important for a friendship to have support and motivation. If a woman doesn't support your hobbies, goals, or dreams, it means she doesn't value your uniqueness and goals. Stoicism tells us to be honest and determined in our pursuit of our goals, and to look for support from people who share our values. The ancient Greek philosopher Epictetus said, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." If a woman doesn't support your goals, it means she doesn't care about your dreams or accept your right to follow them. This lack of help can make it harder for you to grow and be happy. According to Stoic thought, thriving means working toward our goals and having a good life. A person who cares about you should back you and help you reach your full potential. It can be suffocating and disheartening to be around women who don't back your goals. We should look for support and inspiration from people who share our beliefs. As Seneca said, associate with people who are likely to improve you. A friendship should help you succeed, not get in the way of it. If a woman doesn't back your goals, you should tell her what you need and see if things change. To pursue greatness, we must work to grow as people and reach our goals. A helpful partner should share your goals and give you support and guidance. If a woman doesn't back your goals, that's a big red flag. A friendship based on Stoic principles encourages and supports each other. If a woman doesn't back your hobbies, goals, or dreams, it means she might not value or accept who you are and what you want. In a real relationship, both people work to improve themselves and help each other succeed. To keep your life healthy and balanced, you need to be able to spot relationship red flags. Stoicism can help you see these warning signs and deal with them, which can lead to personal growth and resilience. You can build relationships based on trust, respect, and mutual support by learning about and following Stoic ideals. Adopting the lessons of Stoicism can help you handle the difficulties of relationships and create a good and happy life.